Social media stars could face tougher rules on advertising in posts. The Advertising Standards Authority said online ads, such as those on Instagram, should be obviously recognisable, but some users with big followings broke the rules. Ah, slap wrist. Such so-called influencers, I hate that term, influencers. Influencers is right up there with slaw on my I hate list, all right? Influencers can earn thousands of pounds per post to promote products on Instagram and other sites. There was a thing a couple of months back about a so-called influencer who contacted, I think it was a hotel in Ireland, to say that her and her better half were vacationing and could they stay at this hotel, and in return they would promote it on Instagram with their, you know, like 100,000 umpteen followers, etc, etc. In short, can we have a posh weekend for the two of us but without giving you any money? That was the general gist of it. And the hotel owner actually posted the email without revealing who it was. And then it all kind of kicked off. So, yeah. Google is your friend for that one. The ASA is seeking evidence on whether ad labelling rules need strengthening. Under current rules, an influencer must make clear that a post is an advert if they were to publish it or receive gifts in return. The ASA can force those who break the rules to take the post down. You used to see this a lot with celebrities endorsing beauty products and things, saying, "Oh my God, I've just got this new skincare. It's lovely. You should get it. Here's a discount code." People from Towie are saying very different these days. Anyway, so that's in the news. I will delve into the Phoenix FM website and let you know what's great on there in the next 15 minutes. And also continue the rather good tunes. A bit of Gabriella Chilmi on the way, the after parties, and Go Back to the Zoo coming up. In the meantime, recent offering from Mannix. This is International Blue.